obviously the Supreme Court of the United States heard cases dealing with gay marriage this week. And specifically yesterday in the Missouri Capitol, there were LGBT activists arguing for the Missouri Discrimination Act. This year's iteration of that bill has not even been assigned to a committee. Do you see that bill at any point, either now in the future, getting at least a hearing or going anywhere at all?
Well, I think we'll first wait and see what the Supreme Court ends up doing. And, you know, what I'd like to say on this is, you know, I think it's really unfortunate that in this current economic situation where our nation is still under a lot of economic stress and duress, we have the issue in Cyprus with their banks being closed for 2 weeks. I think they finally opened up to where the government's not going to monitor how much money you take out. And those international markets affect us greatly every day. So in the midst of all that, the news in the big media outside Missouri was all completely focused on social issues at the Supreme Court and bills in the Senate to take away our Second Amendment rights. So I wonder where the president and the focus of the nation is on with our leaders in D.C. and focusing back on the economic challenges at hand, which really affect our pocketbooks. And, you know, I believe a lot of people in our party are coming to the understanding, and many have always been there, that there's certain issues that the United States government should be focused on, and those are enumerated in the Constitution. And everything else should be left to the laboratories of the states. So if certain states want to have a certain position on gay marriage or pro-life issues or Second Amendment issues, those issues that are left to the states should be left to the states. And so I thought of that this morning as I can watch the news again for yet another day, and they're talking about everything but the number one issue affecting Americans right now. If you look at the polls, jobs and the economy. And that's what we will continue to focus on here in the state of Missouri. Your Missouri Senate is doing that through many of their proposals, and so is your Missouri House as well.
So the Congress should repeal the Defense of Marriage Act so that states can have their say and be in control of this issue?
You know, again, I'm not going to weigh in on what the Congress should or should not do, except that they should follow their enumerated powers under the Constitution.
Is your position changing on gay marriage? I mean, a lot of people nationally, their position's changing and moving.
Like Senator Blunt said this week, maybe I haven't evolved yet. My position is my position. I personally do not understand how marriage can be defined other than between a man and a woman. That is the definition of marriage. So all these other things, I think they're trying to call it something else and force it into the definition of marriage, which I think is an improper argument to even have logically. So no, I haven't changed my position on that. I do believe it should be left to the states, though, and I think Missouri's been very clear on where we are on that issue. We're opposed to gay marriage because I think those two concepts, they're contradictory. You know, marriage is by its very definition the union of a man and a woman for procreation and continuing the human species. That's what it is. Look it up.
Now, back to the Non-Discrimination Act just for a second, though. You have members of your own party that are saying that current Missouri law is discriminatory because someone can be fired for being gay. Do you share that opinion that the Missouri law needs to be changed? Or?
I'm not in favor of creating more protected classes and encouraging more litigation on our Missouri employers and job creators.